Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and our NBA Holiday Hoop Fest continues tonight in the fastest 2 hours in radio. The Dallas Mavericks are back home at the AAC tonight. They're going to face the Memphis Grizzlies, a team with a similar record. And the Mavericks, I tell you what, they have been one of the surprise teams in the Western Conference and in the NBA, despite losing three starters from last season, and they have certainly proven that they can be a dangerous team and a factor in the Western Conference. Always a pleasure to welcome in on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, that is the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer, the great, the very talented Mark Folliwell. Good evening, Mark.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing great, gearing up for the big game tonight. And obviously, the Mavericks, they are 26 games into the season. And let's take time to just examine how the season has played out so far. Give us your first quarter analysis and just what are your observations on what you've learned about this team? And just are you getting a feel for the potential of what they might be able to do?
Well, I certainly think there's still some potential for growth there, mainly because you have two players coming into the season that were coming off major injuries, and Wesley Matthews has really answered the bell and continues to get better. And obviously Chandler Parsons is still very much a work in progress as he tries to work himself back into shape. But we saw a good sign this week whenever they beat Phoenix in a home game, and Parsons had by far his best second half of the year, and he seems to be adjusting to a role off the bench, which with his minutes restriction permits him to play in the fourth quarter. And hit some big baskets as Dallas was able to seal the deal in that victory against the Phoenix Suns earlier this week. And my first quarter of the season analysis is there's certainly more good than bad with what's happened so far with the Mavs. They've had a couple of squirrely home losses that are kind of disappointing in how they've played. But by and large part, when you consider that yet again they've been having to deal with major roster turnover and having to deal with two players that are expected to be significant contributors coming off major injuries. I think that there's a lot to like. I mean, Dirk's playing well, and Darren Williams has fit into things very nicely, and Rick Carlisle continues to work his magic in terms of finding how to fit all these pieces to the jigsaw puzzle together. So I like what they've done. They've gone on the road and had some nice wins. And they've had, even though, like I said, they've had some bumps in the road at home, they've also had a couple of impressive wins at home. Obviously, that Clipper game, for understandable reasons, is one that stands out as a really good win for the Mavs this year. So more good than bad, and in position, I think, to be a playoff team in the Western Conference, especially the way that the West is shaping up, not as strong as it has been in years past, at least when you get past the first two or three teams.
Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer Mark Folliwell with us right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. So is health, that was a big question mark coming into the season. Is that still the biggest obstacle that the Mavericks need to overcome? I mean, you were just talking about Chandler Parsons and how he's continuing, you know, working towards getting better and obviously having a terrific outing on Monday night against Phoenix at home.
You know, Alyssa, I think for any team, that's always the great unknown. You can have a great team, and it can be the thing that can crop up and just derail what could potentially be a really good season. So, you know, the Mavs have to be mindful of it because they've got a 37-year-old player that's still a great player in Dirk, but they've got to manage his minutes and do everything they can to keep him as healthy, as fresh as possible. And Darren Williams has battled injuries over the last couple of years of his career. So that's always something that they've got to be mindful of and work with him to do the things that they need to do there. Matthews coming off an Achilles injury. And you know, I think if you look at Matthews' scoring numbers, I just saw him in Portland. He was over the 5 years that he was in Portland, he averaged about 15.5 points a game. And if you look at the last about 17 games for Dallas, Matthews is averaging 17, 18 games, whatever it is. Matthews is averaging right at 15 points a game. So he's almost back scoring what you saw him score over the duration of his time with the Portland Trailblazers. Parsons, obviously, is still the one that has the longest road back, it seems like, since there's still a minutes restriction. You know, the Mavs have another back-to-back next week against Toronto and Brooklyn. I don't know if maybe this is a chance for the first time that he'll be clear to play in both games of a back-to-back, because that hasn't happened yet. So I think like any team, and maybe even a little bit more so with Dallas, to answer your question, yes, health is not the only concern, but certainly it's very, very high on the list in terms of importance.
You know, Mark, just a moment ago, you were talking about some of the highlights from the Mavericks season so far. I think back to that three-game road sweep against Houston, Philadelphia, and Boston. But talk to me about some of the lowlights. I mean, why have the Mavericks struggled at home and their ability to protect and have a presence on their home court?
good question, and I think you know, maybe some of it has to do with the fact that they weren't home a whole lot, and when they were home, you know, there was a long stretch, Alyssa, where the Mavs played 10 out of 13 on the road, and every time they came back home, it was just come back for one and then go right back out. Okay. So that's a tough schedule. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you come back home for one game off a long road trip, you know, there's always a little bit of a problem there, or there can be a little bit of a problem there. And I think the thing that, you know, that you have to understand with Dallas is that this is a team that, you know, they've looked okay here at the beginning of the year, and I like the team that they are. But I think Dirk put it best. He said, look, we can be pretty good. However, we have to be on point game in, game out. And I think if you come off the road and have success, and then you get home and you relax a little bit, I just don't think Dallas is a good enough team to go into games and relax or let up. They've got to be on point every night. And I feel like maybe some of it's attributable, that is, to the schedule. But I think there's probably just been some games when they've come home and they've relaxed and they haven't had, to use a Rick Carlisle buzzword, they haven't had the proper disposition they needed to have at the beginning of a lot of these games, and they just haven't competed at the level that they need to in some of these home games. And they're just not good enough to rely on and say, oh, well, we're home, so we're going to win the game.
You know, I have to wonder about that, too. You were talking about Rick Carlisle. I mean, how much of this play, poor play at home, is attributed to just poor starts to the game? Because you discussed that with Rick Carlisle prior to the game on against Phoenix. I mean, and he talked about, you know, getting into a defensive stance at the beginning of the game and being that hit mode mentality.
Well, you know, he's always preached that, you know, you have to be, that this is a hit first league. And that's always been something that Rick has been all about. The interesting thing about, you know, some of their troubles at home is that I feel like that a lot of times it doesn't manifest itself until the game goes on. They've had a pretty decent run of first quarters lately where they've outscored the opponent in the first quarter of their last eight games. Now, we're not talking about a huge margin. I mean, some of those games are 1 and 2 point leads, and they're 1 and 2 point leads after they've fallen behind by 7 or 8 points in the first 4 or 5 minutes of the first quarter. So there's where some shaky starts have come into play. But, you know, to me, I think it's just, you know, maybe, like I said, some of it is scheduling. Maybe some of it is that it's still a team that's trying to figure some things out in terms of everybody's role and coming together and how all these pieces to the puzzle are going to fit, because I think by no means is it a finished product. So, you know, I wish I had a better answer on what exactly has gone on, other than I would just say that it looks like, the body language looks like, the demeanor looks like, and what I hear from the coaches staff saying is that you just, you know, that there's, you get home and they relax a little bit, and they're just simply not good enough to do that. Some teams can get away with that. This unit, this particular Maverick team, while albeit a nice team, is not good enough where they can say, okay, well, we're on our home floor, so it doesn't matter how we play. Just being out here on our home floor automatically means that at some point the switch is going to flip and we're going to be able to kick in and play better. So I think that's something they're going to have to work on as we go forward.
Mark, where is this team defensively? Because Rick Carlisle always has high levels of expectations from his team. Where are they on the defensive end of the floor?
You know what? I think they're doing a pretty good job.
Okay.
They have a new assistant coach this year. His name is Melvin Hunt. He's from Baylor. He played, or he coached Denver, I'm sorry. He was their interim head coach last year after Brian Shaw was let go late in the season. And so, you know, he's well-respected around the league. The scheme that they've adopted this year is to try to keep it as the same as much as possible, not adjust it a whole lot based on the opponent, which is something that they've done in the past. It makes things kind of vanilla. But they feel like that at least if we have something that everybody understands and they know what the scheme is and we all do it with conviction, even if you make a mistake and do something wrong, if you're doing it with conviction and you're going hard at it on that end of the floor, then you've got a better chance to at least maybe be able to compensate for some mental errors in terms of the wrong position or the wrong choice on how you try to cover somebody. So defensively, their numbers have been quite good. They've spent a lot of time this year with a field goal defense ranked top 10 in the league and a three-point field goal defense at one stage that was in the top five of the league, Alyssa. So, overall, their defensive rating is slightly above average. I believe the last time I looked at it, they were hovering around 12th or 13th in the league in terms of their defensive efficiency number, with field goal defense and three-point defense looking even better than that. So, they're making good strides. Their defensive rebounding, by the way, has been an area of high priority this year. And if you look at defensive rebounding percentage numbers, they've been very, very good this season, other than just a couple of games where they've had some hiccups. But the last time I looked at the number on that, they were hovering around 6th, 7th, 8th in the league, grabbing over 77% of defensive rebounds that were available out there. And there's been more of a commitment made to that by a lot of teams around the league, and the Mavs are falling in line with that.
The NBA conversation continues with the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer, Mark Folliwell. And as we get ready to go to break, it's a reminder, hey, you guys need to go and pick up the Exergen Smart Glow Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Exergen has got you covered. It is a simple-to-use, quick, and accurate thermometer, and it's the number one choice of pediatricians and nurses nationwide, and even has a backlit display so you can enjoy those night games without waking your sick child. Hey, we're in the action-packed season of sports and school, and I highly recommend the Exergen Smart Glow Temporal Scanner Thermometer, a fantastic family essential. My first emailer at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. We got you covered. We'll get you taken care of. Much more of our NBA conversation with Mark Folliwell after this quick timeout.